Well, certainly the Russians are saying that she is being protected, but she's not in an official witness protection program. So they do say that she is in a safe location. She's in an apartment that apparently belongs to one of Nemtsov's friends. There are apparently Russian security officials there. And one of the things that the that lead investigator has said is that they believe at this point there is still so much information they hope to get from her that they do want to keep her there a little bit longer. She's, of course, a Ukrainian citizen who would probably travel back to Ukraine if she got the chance to, if she were released to do that. However, they do say they do want to keep her there a little bit longer as a witness, of course, not as a suspect or anything, to try and get more information from her. What they're saying is that at this point, she is the most important witness that they have because she's been able to give them information. She was obviously right next to Boris Nemtsov when this happened. She made the initial call to the police, and she also called one of Nemtsov's friends who was at the scene of the crime within 10 minutes. Now, the other thing that the police have done, Frederica, if we go back to that surveillance video, is they've also questioned the driver of that snowplow that went past the two right as it appears those shots were fired. He apparently told investigators that he did not hear those shots being fired, but that all of a sudden he saw someone laying on the pavement in his rearview mirror, then that this woman, the Ukrainian woman who was with him, came up to him, said that her friend had been shot, and asked for a phone to be able to call the police. So he was someone who was also being questioned. And that video itself, Frederica, is obviously also a very important piece of evidence because it does dispel the original theory that the police had, namely that Nemtsov and his companion were walking along that bridge, a car stopped, fired at them, and then sped off. It appears as though someone might have been hiding near or on that bridge, then stalked Nemtsov, shot him, and then jumped into the getaway car.